interesting to this point. Most of us are even missing genes, and yet we don't even know that we're missing the gene. The reason is because via epigenetic mechanism and a process called genetic capacitation, other genes can be modified by epigenetic mechanisms to provide products that would have been derived from the missing gene. So you would never even know that you were missing gene. Epigenetics is this global mechanism that covers the readout of our biology. And the fundamental understanding behind epigenetics is epigenetics is controlled by environmental signals. Why is this important? Because in our history to dominate and control nature, we thought the genes controlled life. And if I want to change the character of life, I have to change the genes, genetic engineering. And what we're beginning to find out is now, my goodness, wrong emphasis, wrong genome. We should be looking at epigenetics because epigenetics can alter the readout of any particular gene. But you can change epigenetics not by changing the genes, but by changing the perception to the environment. But wait, how did perception get in there? And then go back and realize the environmental signal that controls epigenetics is mediated by the switches on the cell surface called perception. And all of a sudden we start to see, yes, how you perceive the world now not only controls just the biological proteins that make the functions of respiration, digestion, movement, but how you see the world, your perception of the world, selects which genes are going to be activated, and not only just selects the genes, but can modify the readout of the genes to make a protein that would best fit the environmental circumstances of the time. And then when you realize it, you say, oh my goodness, think how much easier it is to change our lives not through genetic engineering, the old way of messing with the protein-building genes, but by changing our perception, which then alters the readout of our genes. And in fact, when I talked about the influences that cause disease, and I mentioned trauma, toxins, and thought, thought becomes the big element in this regard. Since perception runs our genes, misperceptions could misrun our genes. And misperceptions are interpretations of the world that are inaccurate. And yet the reality of the biology, as I mentioned, is it responds to perceptions. So I could call this the biology of perception. And yet, why did I call it the biology of belief? And the answer is, because not all of our perceptions are true. Some of them are totally inaccurate. And yet, even if they're inaccurate, they still run our biology. And inaccurate perceptions will inaccurately run our biology, which would lead to dysfunctions and disease. And that is why thought becomes a prominent contributor to the state of health that we express. So it then recognized the role that perception is the primary mechanism that controls biology.